The following message comes from a dear brother in Mexico who is such a blessing for us.
God bless you, Mexicans.
He is helping us with translations from English to Spanish.
God bless him. Because here we don't make it by ourselves.
Yeah, he's a great blessing. So he's asking, I have a favor to ask Brother Joseph. Could he give us tips or a system to memorize the Bible? As I see, he has done that very well.
Well, God bless you. Thank you. In fact, I'm a guy with no memory, but I pray.
Oh, I can testify that. It's true.
So you forget sometimes how old I am.
Oh, yeah. He forgets people's names and birth they don't even think about. He forgets all that.
But the thing is that, it's not a matter of carnality. It's not a matter of a big brain. It's a matter of Proverbs 1:7. What does it say?
Proverbs 1:7?
Yes.
I don't know. I guess I don't have a good memory either. 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
So this is the secret to memorize. This is one of the secrets.
To have fear of the Lord.
Fear of the Lord.
Wow.
That's how you learn to memorize. In other words, you put your heart into it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. You want to know to memorize, you need to have fear of God. In other words, it's a spiritual principle.
Mm-hmm.
I can give you all kind of tips, okay, when you're sitting in the toilet, pull out your book, pull out your notebook. Have a notebook small enough to fit every little pocket. Yeah, sure. I used to keep my little memory book under my pillow and made a habit through the years never to remember. I would be scared to put a foot out of the bed without sticking my hands under the pillow, pull out my little notebook with the scripture.
You would do it first thing in the morning?
Last thing in the evening. Go to sleep at night memorizing.
Oh, really?
In fact, I would be asleep on my reviewing. And I had the most beautiful nights. Because during the night, the word would continue blessing me.
Trying to pick the tips from what you're saying. So you're talking about having a notebook where it's your memory book?
Yeah, I used to write by hands. Every day we still write a scripture or two. I would try to memorize a couple of scriptures every day. You can memorize one as long as you memorize every day.
Mm-hmm.
You can memorize half, but memorize every day.
Yes.
Because a drop of the time makes a hole in the rock.
So
but
whatever.
A tsunami doesn't do it. A tsunami of water will do nothing. But a drop at the time will make a hole in the rock. So it's like memorize 100 scripture once a month is good for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You memorize every day. It's like, in other words, it's like if you eat like 10 kilos of food once a week is good for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It might kill you.
Definitely.
But if you have a little bit of, let's say, a cappuccino in the morning, a little brioche, a little lasagna in the lunchtime, a little ravioli in the evening.
Are you hungry by chance?
Yeah, what time is it?
So the tips are this, then. Have a notebook where you write down the scripture to memorize. And
yeah,
do it daily.
Every day.
And do it every day, morning and evening.
This is the practical. But it's not going to work if you don't have fear of God. Yeah, I'll give you another scripture. Deuteronomy 10:12.
Okay, wait. Deuteronomy 10:12.
Because the secret is spiritual. It's not just a repeat like a parrot. Like you can memorize a million scriptures, but if you are not willing to die for Jesus, you don't love the Lord. Yeah, you will be the smartest and the greatest, number one Pharisee of the synagogue. But the thing is that if you don't have love for Jesus, you're going to shoot the scripture like a machine gun just to hurt people. Now, when I preach, I do hurt all the time somebody, but I hope it's the devil only.
Hmm.
I hope it's just a way to blast away and wake up the sleeping Pharisees.
Amen.
And if it hurts them, well, they need to be hurt. Every time I was off the track, I got hurt. And the word still hurts me when I'm off the track. I'm off the track sometimes.
Hmm.
Or I know Mr. Perfect. Deuteronomy 10:12.
And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Amen.
You understand?
Yes.
So that's what the Lord requires of us, okay? To love him with all our heart, our soul, with all
Thank
our mind,
you, Jesus.
With all our strength. This is the first commandment, all right?
Amen.
So, but today what's happening, a lot of Christians, they are forsaking God, and they love the Lord, their God, the world, with all their heart. They love the TV, they love the money,
mm-hmm.
the career, the car, the house, the wives, the husband, the children. And a lot of these things is garbage, like the material things. The family is not is good, but it's secondary. You cannot love Isaac more than God. You have to be willing to sacrifice your Isaac.
Amen.
Understand?
Amen.
So in fact, there comes a time you have to forsake your Isaac. Look, if you read the Matthew 19:29, it talks about forsaking our Isaacs.
Matthew
19:29. You say, what has that got to do that we're memorizing everything?
Really?
Because if you don't straighten up your love, what to love with all your heart or what to hate with all your heart, it says in the Psalm, all ye that love the Lord hate evil. So there's a time to love and a time to hate, Ecclesiastes chapter 3. It's not enough to love God. You must also hate the devil. It's not enough to love the scripture memorized. You also have to hate your bad spirits.
Amen.
Your bad spirits.
Amen.
So you can get rid of them.
That's good.
So when you go witnessing, you cry tears for the sheep. You don't just go there because you're a nice Pharisee. You go, you have to cry tears. You have to have a broken heart for the sheep. That's when I met you, remember?
Yes.
You were a little cute, little sweet girl, 20-year-old.
I was lost and confused.
Right. I loved you with the brethren. We loved you with all our heart in Jesus' name. You felt the love, no?
I was shocked. I said, how can they love me? I feel their love, but it cannot be real. In the world, doesn't exist anything like this.
You know,
it's not possible.
When we met you in this in the pub, you used to go drink beer and smoke marijuana with your friends, at least they were. And you were there in this place. I didn't give you any scripture.
No.
We just gave you love,
yeah.
And love and love.
Yes.
You drowned in love. You said, wow. You probably felt what I felt when I started with Jesus. I said, wow, I cannot do without this love. I cannot live without this love.
No,
I
felt like this is the thing I've been looking for all my life, but I never found. And now I saw it in people's eyes, in this missionary's eyes, and I said, is it real? Is it possible?
So when you go witnessing, it's like, yeah, scripture helped you. Okay, you think, oh, I need the scripture to answer Jehovah's Witness, to answer the Mormons. Well, no, you don't need. You just need to get rid of those guys.
Hmm.
You don't need to waste time with those guys. You need the scripture. Yeah, it's okay. I will. Yeah, if you join our Bible course, we have a Bible course in Italian, right? We might prepare one in English soon.
Yes.
And the first thing is to love the sheep and to put your heart and your whole self.
Amen.
Right. Look, another scripture you want?
Yes.
Look, Psalm.
I didn't read Matthew 19:29.
Yeah,
read.
Go ahead.
And everyone that has forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit everlasting life.
See, there comes a time we need to forsake your Isaac, wife, your Isaac husband, your Isaac children.
Amazing.
And not forsaken, by the way, because you're lazy. Because you don't want to take care of them. And maybe sometimes it can be that you want to get out of Sodom and your dear Lot's wife doesn't want to follow.
You mean for the Lord's name?
For the Lord's name. In other words, you don't forsake your Lot's wife or your Lot's husband, whatever the case.
Yeah.
You don't forsake them. You don't divorce. Christian never divorce.
Yeah.
But you keep for Jesus and eventually they might divorce you. Sadly, terribly.
Hmm.
I know a story is a terrible story, tragic. If you don't stop preaching this Jesus, if you don't stop, you have to go evangelizing all the time, I'm going to divorce you. And then you fight to keep your marriage together, but eventually the guy or the girl decides to divorce you. Terrible, but it happens.
Yeah.
Situation like that, you leave your Lot's wife behind, statue of salt, looking at Sodom, looking at the world, looking at the TV, looking at the money, looking at the job, hypnotized by their world, and you keep going for Jesus. You never divorce, they divorce you. You never forsook them, they forsook you.
Yes.
I mean, this is a terrible example, of course. Thank God my wife, she follows me, and I follow her, and we both follow Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
You know her, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, she's okay. Wonderful.
And
God bless her.
And that's I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. I'm not the perfect husband. I wish I was more loving and everything. But at least I'm trying to be a good husband. So you understand. So
yes.
There comes a time when you have to forsake, like Mark chapter 10, the rich young ruler had to forsake the money to follow Jesus. And he said, no, I love money more than you. So goodbye. Disappear from the Bible. There comes a time when Abraham had to kill Isaac, or at least he thought he had to. There comes a time that when you have to forsake the thing you love the most. It could be a school, a diploma, a university, a house, a TV, a car, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a drug, drinking, freedom of the world. Well, that's the God requires that. Okay, God requires that you forsake. That's
first.
Why he says, you just read, either forsake, what does he say? Wife, father, mother, children.
Children, yes. I read it again.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 19:29. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive a hundredfold and inherit eternal life.
You see, Jesus in John 7, verse 5, he says, not even his brethren believed in him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jesus' brethren, his own family. It's like this guy is out of his mind. He thinks he's God.
Yeah.
So they didn't believe in him. And probably Mary, who was a disciple, mother of Jesus, Mary was a disciple of Jesus. You can see her in the 120, when the of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2. She was there, mother of Jesus. And because she was a disciple of Jesus, she was a super duper woman of God. I mean, probably she was ostracized, criticized, maligned, she was belittled, she was despised by Jesus' brothers. And probably she had to take off, she had to leave the house. And that's why at the cross she was in need of a son to take care of her. And Jesus said to John, take care of her, that's your mother from now on.
Amen.
She didn't have any more children. She probably, the other guys, they probably dropped her like a hot potato. We don't want you. You're still following this false prophet, Jesus. And so Jesus said, mother, he's your son. You understand? She was probably alone. She didn't know what to do. She needed help.
Amen.
You understand?
So you're saying that the most important part in memorizing the word of God is actually the position of your heart. It's actually your relationship with Jesus.
Memorizing is a very important thing because it will give you power over the devil. Okay, because you see Jesus in Luke chapter 4, when he fought against the devil, he used the scriptures.
Yes, it's
and
true.
And it teases me to pieces to see some of these preachers, some of these pastors who think they can keep a church together just by human wisdom, intellectualism, and the books they write.
Mm-hmm.
Try to fight the devil with the intellectualism and a scripture once in a while. It's a scripture, the scripture, the scripture, the word, the word, the word. Only that has power over the devil.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
It says in, read the Revelation 12:11.
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death.
Okay, the word of the testimony.
Thank you, Lord.
And especially the word of God.
Yes.
That's what he's talking about here.
Amen.
Is the word, the devil is not afraid of me, you put together. Is the word of God in us. And we have it, Jesus in our heart.
That's good.
And so quote the scripture, quote the word. That's how much there is in memorizing. Memorizing is superiority over the devil. Memorizing, you can quote the scripture. If you quote the scripture, you get people delivered from demonism, from demon possession. By quoting scripture, you get people healed. You have to quote the scripture. By quoting scripture, you clean your house from witchcraft. By quoting scripture, you deliver yourself from demonic attack, demonic presence.
Thank you, Lord.
And any spirit of the devil in you, you get rid of it by quoting scriptures. So quoting scripture is your salvation, is the only way, is the only thing that the devil understands, is quoting scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, quote scripture and the devil will leave. Amen. That's why memorizing is so important.
Now, tell me some practical ways to memorize, to be more efficient and do more. Like you mentioned about having a notebook and writing down the verses that you want to memorize in the notebook and to do it daily.
I used to hang it around my neck, in fact. I had a clip.
Must be a small one then.
Yeah. Or sometimes just a little card.
Uh-huh.
I had a little plastic folder with a card inside. I would change a card every day.
That's good.
Okay, and then I would hang it on my neck inside my shirt. Sometimes it would be even outside.
So okay. Then you can read it and reread it.
Yeah, while I was witnessing, before, so the devil doesn't bother me, I just keep reviewing scripture while I'm witnessing.
My power was
growing and growing. And people would even ask me, what is that? I said, look, let me read it to you. I would quote the scripture, they would be shocked. Say, what is that for? I'm memorizing to keep the devil out. And they would be dumbfounded.
You mentioned earlier about reviewing. So it's not enough to memorize, you need to also review.
For sure, because if you, it's like, if you memorize, don't review, are you going to use the scripture against the devil? Sometimes you don't remember the references, that's okay, it's not a big problem, but quote the scripture at least, okay? The reference is also good to know, so you can go find in the Bible.
How much do you memorize in one day?
Well, I used to try to memorize a couple of scriptures a day.
A couple?
A couple, okay. Even if you memorize one, it's okay, as long as you do it constantly.
Okay.
Okay, you have a little notebook, strong notebook, little notebook that will fit every pocket you have.
Mm-hmm.
Small enough to fit in your shirt, little pocket here, or in your jacket, but better in the shirt. Okay, small thing that you can, every day write a couple of scriptures.
Okay, and how do you know what to memorize, which scriptures to choose?
We have a Bible course, right now it's only Thai, right?
Yes, we must build it in English.
Pray that we can build it in English too. Just so many Italian asked for it, so we did it. But I want to make it in English too. And in Bible course, it teaches you, we give you every week a different scripture to memorize.
Yes, I would like to ask you, how do you know what to memorize? Which are the most important scriptures that to choose from the Bible?
Well, first is salvation, then the Holy Spirit, and then all kinds of scripture about how we need to be in the world but not part of the world. Power over the devil. We have quite a long list of scriptures, which it takes like a few months to go through all the list we have. But then when you memorize all the scriptures, you have a grasp of the whole Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are scripture on prophecy, scripture on power over the devil, scripture on healing, scriptures
on
how
to
grow your family, to raise your children, to love your wife, your husband.
To be a disciple.
Scripture about going out preaching the gospel. Yeah, disciple.
And even some chapters.
Yeah, exactly.
Some whole chapters.
There is also, it's good to memorize some 10, 20 chapters at least, because one day they might stick you in a jail and the only Bible you have, it's a scripture you burned in your heart, you memorize, there's all those chapters. When you memorize some 20 chapters, for example, you have a little Bible in your heart.
In fact, that's what...
And that will prevent you from getting discouraged, will keep you in
Amen.
A jail, and it will give you strength, it will make it easier to reject the mark of the beast, not to become demon-possessed. Serious stuff, okay?
That's what John quoted at the beginning of this program. He's memorizing 1 Corinthians 13, the whole chapter.
Yeah.
Well, if you write to us, brethren, we can send you the whole list of the memory scriptures and memory chapters that we have already put aside, which we ourselves are going through daily. We're doing it daily.
Yeah, and don't let the devil tell you it's too hard, it's too difficult, because, you see, there is nothing the devil fights as much as it is memorization, because memorize the scripture, you get rid of the devil.
Yes.
But if you memorize scripture every day, the devil stays away.
Hmm.
Okay, scripture every day, the devil stays away.
He can
put it on rhyme. Okay, so the devil fights and the devil speaks into the microphones of your mind and say, you're stupid, waste of time, go watch TV. You need to resist that.
Amen.
Resist the devil, he will flee from you.
Amen.
All right, so it's like you go to some stupid school and memorize all kinds of stupid. School knowledge, which is good for nothing. You have to memorize the stupidity about evolution. My father is a monkey. My mother is just a chimpanzee. It's like, hey, those things are just for the evolution teachers, not for us.
Yes.
So we memorize a lot of garbage, and then when it comes to the Bible, we don't have time. Look, read the Psalm 91.
Yes.
The whole Psalm, it's a memory Psalm, okay? But just the first scripture, read.
Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Okay, Psalm 119, I think it's 11, it says, the word of I hide in my heart that I might not sin against you.
Yes.
Okay, so it's like if you hide your word, the word of God, into your heart, you will not sin against God.
Thank you, Lord.
So Psalm 91:1 is, it that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So dwell in the secret, what is the secret place, Angela?
In my heart.
In your heart. So we have a secret place everywhere we go, it's in our heart. You just have to close your eyes or just look at the sky. I remember I was evangelizing in the street, stopping people in the street, giving literature all the time. And sometimes the devil would attack me, so I would just sit by a fountain, open up the Bible, read. And something inspired, like a nice epistle of Paul or Peter. And that will give me so much strength. Or maybe review, memorize the scripture. Will give immediately. Never rest. When you're tired, never rest without listening to the word. Because, yeah, your flesh will rest, but if your spirit is down, you don't go anywhere. So I learned you never rest. You see, I have little machines like MP4, MP3, MP4. We have, we all in the house in our mission. We all have. I made sure everybody had one.
Yeah, also the children.
If you get a little MP4, so I keep it. Look, I'm gonna show you. I still have here. What is it? Here it is. See?
Yeah.
Can you tell where it's hanging?
On your neck.
Around my neck.
It's hanging.
It's MP4 with it's a very small thing. It fits inside your shirt. Nobody sees it. And every time I have 5 minutes free or 10 minutes or whatever, I just listen to some worship songs or just some straight Bible in audio.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives me strength. You know, we're like batteries to be plugged in all the time, okay? And so that's what sometimes I was witnessing in the streets. I was saying I needed to pray. So I needed to go in the secret chamber in my heart. But there were people walking around, so I couldn't be there with, close my eyes.
Yeah.
People think I'm weird. So I would just go, I don't know, either look at the sky, or sometimes I pretend to be looking at the window of a shop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, try to find a shop that is not full of like metal rock or demonic faces or something. So I just look in front of a shop and just lean against the wall a little bit with my hands. And people will think I'm looking at the shop. In reality, I'm there just praying. I just see Jesus. I'm praying. And I say, Jesus, I need strength. I need your help. Pray in tongues or in English or whatever, Italian. Just pray until after a while the strength comes, discouragement leaves, the weakness goes away,
Jesus.
The power of God enters into you.
Amen.
Okay, and then again after some little 5 minutes or sometimes 10 minutes or whatever you need, all right, and then the strength comes, you're back again, praising the Lord. Also, another thing very, very, very powerful, we say the most powerful thing is praising the Lord. When is the most important time? The most important time is when you don't feel like, when the devil attacks. All right, when you are sick, you need a faith for healing, praise the Lord. When the devil attacks, praise the Lord. The most important time to praise the Lord is when you don't feel like. That's when it's absolutely indispensable. All right. And when you feel like, praise the Lord. When you don't feel like, make it double. Double punch in the devil's face.
Thank you, Jesus.
Any more questions?
No, thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. So it's just nice like you eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner and snacks, you need to eat more of God's word every day. Another thing I want to say, if you don't go witnessing, you're memorizing and reading the Bible because for very little. Because you see, it's like eating and eating and eating and never digesting. You see, the principle of the cancer, what's the principle? That the cancer is a creation of the devil that in your body, it sucks your blood, gives nothing. But the heart represents Jesus, receives the blood and gives, receives and gives.
Mm-hmm,
The heart is like a pump. It's like if you don't go witnessing, we are like a cancer. We receive the word, we receive the word, they give nothing. This is an image of the churches of today. They are seeing it, they receive the word, they pray the word, they believe the word, they read the word and give nothing. They don't evangelize the lost. But when you give to the lost, I'm saying the lost, no Sunday morning just to the people already believe because they have money. When you give to the lost, the people that sometimes you have to offer a drink, you have to give a Bible as a gift, you have to give a New Testament for free, you have to invest 15 minutes half an hour to evangelize. You have to invite them to your house and offer them a snack, a tea, or whatever you have. Okay, that is. Then, if you do that, then you'll see something miraculous happens. When you read the Bible, it's not the same Bible the day before. It's a new Bible. It's a new. The same scripture you memorized and reviewed a million times, it's a new scripture. The same scripture can give you a new lesson, a new teaching every day. The same scripture. But the secret is witnessing, evangelizing. In fact, in our church, we don't have 10,000 brethren, but the few brethren we have, they are evangelizing brethren. The brethren who don't evangelize, they left us long ago. I'm sorry for them, but the door is open. The sooner they go, the better. Because a brother belongs to our church. He doesn't evangelize, at least not his family, at least not his neighbors, at least whenever they can in a shop, then they're not we don't consider them our brothers. Okay, we love them. Okay, we'll try to help them all we can, especially trying to get them out of their laziness. Hmm. But our true brethren are the ones who evangelize. And okay, if you so once a day, twice a day, one time, just evangelize when you get a chance.
They are growing into it. They are doing their best. Some are just beginners. Others already they learned how to do
yeah.
it. But they have the desire, yeah. the willingness, and they're growing into it.
Yeah, and especially the ones who are spreading the message through Facebook, Twitter, opening sites on the internet.
Yeah, they are.
You know, they don't. They put our videos, our message, and they spread as much as possible. Okay, yeah. And I mean, of course, they can build. If they are able to make a radio like we have and. Internet like we have, fine, they can do it. I'm not jealous. But if they don't have that, please use our video. The copyright is available. We have the best copyright in the world. It's copy it right, spread it right, give it right to everybody. Amen.
Amen.
So, anything else?
No, that's it.
Praise you. God.
Amen. So, Lord
Jesus,
praise the Lord.
We pray, Lord Jesus, that you help us all to forsake all,
thank
forsake
you,
our idiosyncrasies.
Amen.
Get filled of the word. Get filled of your love. Love you with all our heart, our mind, with our strength, with everything, with our eyes, our mouth, our words, our walking, our living, our houses, our possession, to love you with everything we have, Lord Jesus, like you loved me and you loved us with everything
thank you
had until the last drop of your blood. I want to be like you, Jesus. Help
thank
me,
you,
Lord.
Jesus. Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. We love you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I pray for all the brethren who want to know the Bible, that the Lord gives them the Holy Spirit to memorize with efficiency, to know the Word. I pray for them that they will have efficiency in memorizing and remembering the Scriptures. Lord, bless them that they love your Word, and bless them that they want to know better your Word. Bless them, Lord. I pray that the Bible will be part of their hearts. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We love you.